Shalom to all. Today's episode is Shalom Begilat Chav Dalet. We are starting Chav Gimel Amud Beis near the bottom with Halacha Gimel. And today's episode sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarbat Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us Ben Ir Shalach LeKrach Uben Krach Shalach LeIr. A person from a city went to a walled city. A person from a walled city went to a city. And we know the regular cities read on Yud Dalet or the 14th, and those in a Krach, which means Krachim Kafin Chayma, the walled cities, they read on Tesvav or the 15th. So here we have an issue that a person who's really a 14th-er is in a city that's Chayv on the 15th, or a 15th-er is in a 14th city. What's done? So im asa lachzalim kaimai, karikim kaimai. If he's going to end up going back to his place, he reads whatever day his place is. Vim lav, if not, karimahem, he reads with them, meaning in whatever city he's in. Now, this is a very common question we have nowadays, especially in Yerushalayim. We have many people from Yerushalayim who read on the 15th, on Tesvav. They want to go out for Purim, so they want to be in Beit Shemesh or Bnei Brak or somewhere else on Yudalid. The question is, do they have to read in those cities? Or maybe since they plan on being Yerushalayim on Yerushalayim's Purim, maybe they only read in Yerushalayim? And the question is the other way around as well. Already after Purim of Yudalid and Beit Shemesh or Bnei Brak, for example, they decide to come to Yerushalayim for a party, so do they have to read Megillah when they're there? So that's the basic din that we have in the Mishnah. But the Gemara further explains it. Nicha ben krach shalach l'ir shazmani ma'ocher. It makes sense. The Mishnah is telling us, regarding somebody who needs to read on Tesvav, if he's in a city of Yudalid, that if he's going to end up going back to his place, he just reads like his place, like Tesvav, like 15, so this makes sense, because he's able to get back to his place in time. However, ben ir shalach l'krach ve'in zmani muktam, how does this make sense the other way around? If he's a 14th-er and he's in a walled city, once it's the 15th in the walled city, you can't say, well, if he's going to end up going back to his place by the 14th, then he should just read on the 14th. It's already too late. It's the 15th. He missed the time. So what's the Mishnah saying? And because of this question, Amar Rav Yudan, less kan ben ir shalach l'krach. You're right. There's no gears in our Mishnah, a ben ir who went to a krach 14 to 15. And v'tanai de beis Rebbe Kain, we have a brayso who's talking beis Meshav Rebbe just like this, ben krach shalach l'ir, and it doesn't say anything about a ben ir shalach l'krach. However, Amar Rav Yosi says, iskan, that's a proper gersa. We do have the gears over here. The 14 went to 15. And what's the discussion? Ba'asa l'shtakei ma'in, the difference is if he's going to end up remaining there. In other words, the Mishnah is telling us that if a 14 goes to 15, if he plans on being back in his city by the 15th, which means he will not be in the walled city, so then he has to read on the 14th, even though he's in a walled city by then, because he's still considered a ben ir, so he reads on the 14th. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. On top, Rabbi Yosef clarifies, v'hushiyata kodem l'shahayar mizrach, this is only if he left before the day got light outside. In other words, if he began returning to his city, meaning he left the walled city before it became morning of the 14th, so now he is not a 15th-er anymore, therefore he's going to read on the 14th. However, if it was already the morning of the 14th, and he was still in the walled city, even if he plans on going back to his city today, he's nonetheless considered a 15th-er, and he's going to read on the 15th. Now the Gemara tells us slightly different than what we just explained. Aval im yotza l'achar shahar mizrach, if he left the walled city after already got light outside, kvar nifter, he's already putter, which means he's not chayv in either day, because he wasn't in his city on the 14th, and since he's already out of the walled city, so he's not chayv like a person from a walled city, because he's not in the walled city, so he's actually putter from reading Megillah, and we're going to see this a little bit later on as well. Now, based off of this, Rav Nachman Yaakov Bai, he asks as follows, Me'ata, now that you're saying this, ger shamal la'achar shahar mizrach kvar niftar, we should say that a person who became a ger, he got a bris milah after it already became daytime, maybe he should be putter, because at the beginning of the day, which is when the chiv of Megillah kicks in, he wasn't chayv because he wasn't a Jew yet, and only after he became a Jew, so maybe he's not chayv in Megillah at all. And we don't have an answer to this question. We have some more questions. Rav Bun Bar Chiya Bayas as follows, Ben Ir, Sha'akar di Rasay Leili Chamisha Asar, Nischayv Kan Vekan, a Ben Ir, planned on uprooting his place of dwelling the night of the 15th. So is he chayv both here and there? Because since he only planned on leaving the night of the 15th, that means he's considered a Ben Ir when he's in the city on the 14th, and now that he plans on uprooting and now becoming part of the walled city on the 15th, so perhaps now he's a Ben Krach, so he's chayv on the 15th as well. And we have the same question the other way around. Uben Krach Sha'akar di Rasay Belel Chamisha Asar, that's the proper Girsa. If Ben Krach uproots his place of residence on the night of the 15th, perhaps Nifter Mikan Mikan, he'd be putter here and there, because since he uprooted before the daytime of the 15th, so he's not considered a Ben Krach anymore by then, but he still wasn't a Ben Ir on the 14th because he was in the Krach and didn't plan on leaving till the night of the 15th, so perhaps he's putter from Megillah in both places. Another question we have, Ben Ir, person has to read on the 14th. Maoshi Yaitzi Ben Krach de Chavasai, could he be Maitzi, a 15th-er in his Chiyuv? In other words, the 14th-er, we'll just call him a resident of Beit Shemesh, came to Yerushalayim on Purim in the middle of the day, and somebody from Yerushalayim wants the person from Beit Shemesh to read the Megillah for him. Is that okay? And the answer is that Yevik Hadal will bring from the following, Kol She'ini Chai B'davar, if somebody's not Chai in something, Eini Maitzi Yisrael Midei Chavasan, he's not able to be Maitzi other people in their Chiyuv, and the person from Beit Shemesh, since he arrived in Yerushalayim already after his daytime, so he's not Chai in Megillah, he's not able to be Maitzi the person from Yerushalayim. Another question, Ben Krach, Maoshi Yaitzi's Ben Iri De Chavasai, what about a Ben Krach? And he happens to be in this city on the 14th? Is he able to be mitzi a 14th third in his chiyuv? So we have somebody from Yerushalayim who's in Bnei Brak. Is he able to read for somebody in Bnei Brak? And we have two different options. Yeva kada. On one side, we could bring from the following: the kosha ini chayav bedavar ini mitzis ram dei chavasan. If somebody's not chayav in something, he can't be mitzi other people. So the Yerushalayim or can't be mitzi the person from Bnei Brak. Oh yeva kahi. Maybe we should bring from the following: Dam Rav Chelbai that Rav Chana says b'shem Rav Chiya Rabba hakol yotzim barabas or shuzman kriyasa. Everyone could be yotzim on the 14th because that is its time for reading. That's the main time to read the Megillah. So maybe the person from Yerushalayim could be mitzi the Bnei Braki. On to another question. Rav Yudin Bai Ben Ir Shanasan Daite Lakar Di Rasai Leila Chamisha Asar. We have Ben Ir. He's a 14th-er who plans on leaving on the 15th. Now the difference between this case and the one we had a couple lines above is that over here he actually already planned on leaving on the 14th, not just on the 15th like the previous case was. Over here he really planned on leaving on the 14th. What's his din? So the Gemara asks, Lemas Nisahi, isn't our Mishnah Ben Ir Shalach Lekrach? And we had explained that if the Ben Ir plans on being in the krach in the walled city on the 15th, so he reads on the 15th, not on the 14th. So why was this person any different? The Gemara answers no, because Masniso Bishaya Bakrach. Our Mishnah is talking about where the Ben Ir was already in the krach, and if he plans on staying there on the 15th, so he reads like the 15th. Matzrichale, what's the question over here regarding Kshaya Ba'ir? It's where he was in the city on the 14th, but he had already planned on leaving the city, but he's still in there. Maybe he would have to read on the 14th, maybe not, maybe on the 15th. I wouldn't have an answer to this question either. The Gemara continues, Aval Mefreshe Yamim V'Holchem Midbarais. We have people on our sea journey, or they're in the middle of the midbar. Karen Kedarkon Bar Basar. They read like regular on the 14th. However, Marbana, he says, Ba'asad Lachsolim Kaimai. That's only if he plans on returning to his original place, his city, so that makes him a 14th-er, as opposed to if he plans on ending up in a krach, in a walled city, so he's not considered a Ben Ir anymore, but he's not yet a Ben Krach, because he's not in the walled city, so actually, he's Potter, because it's similar to what we had said up above, he's not considered to be a member of either city, therefore he's completely Potter from reading Megillah. Now, lastly, we have an answer to one of the questions asked previously. Amar Pinchas, Pinchas says, the Pasuk in the Megillah tells us, Al-Kena Yehudim HaPrazim, and this is really repetitive, because we already mentioned Yehudim HaPrazim, those who live in open cities, and what does it tell us? Paruz Haya Ba'is HaShah, as long as a person is in an unwalled city at that point in time, he could be considered a Ben Ir for the time being, even if he originally came from a krach, even if he plans on leaving and going to the walled city, it doesn't make a difference. Currently, he's in the unwalled city, so he reads on the 14th. And moving on to Halacha Dal, the Mishnah tells us, Me'echan Kari Adam Sa Megillah V'yetzi B'nei Chavasai, from where does a person have to read the Megillah and be Yetzi Eschiyav? So Rav Meir Aymer, Kula, Rav Meir says you have to read the entire Megillah. Rav Chavta Adam Beza on top, Rav Yudamer, he says, only Me'ish Yehudi, a person has to read from Ish Yehudi, which is when we start talking about Mardechai, and then he's Yetzi in the Megillah. Or Rav Yosi Aymer, he says, Me'achar Dvar Ma'ele, from the beginning of Perek Gimel of Megillah Sester, which is when we start talking about Haman. So nothing more discusses where they all get their Shita from. So Rav Avoh says, B'shem Blazar, Mandam Kula, according to Rav Meir, you have to read the entire Megillah. That comes from the pasuk at the end of the Megillah that says, Al Kain, Al Kol Divrei Ha'igaris Hazois. And the key over here is that a little bit earlier in the pasuk it tells us, Kimu Vekiblu HaYehudim, that the Yidden accepted upon themselves to keep Purim and also to read the Megillah. And how much of the Megillah do they have to read? So that's what we just quoted, Al Kol Divrei Ha'igaris Hazois. They have to read the whole thing. Whereas Manda Amr Mesh Yehudi, the one who says we only have to read starting from Mardechai, that's because the pasuk says, Uma Ra'u Al Kacha, and this is a reference to Mardechai, meaning what did Mardechai see? What was his reason why he didn't bow down to Haman, and that really started the whole story. Whereas Manda Amr Me'achar Dvar Mo'ele, according to Manda Amr that we start reading about Haman, that's because the pasuk says, Uma Higia Aleim, this is all the same pasuk, Uma Higia Aleim means then what happened to them, and really what happened to them started from when Haman became appointed to his position, and then we know what happened from there. Now we have a different explanation. Rav Simon says, B'shem Rishu Ben Levi, Manda Amr Kula, according to Rav Meir, that you have to read the whole Megillah, that's from the following pasuk, V'chol Masei Taikva Gurasai, all the story of his or its Taikef, and this referring to the Taikef of Achashverosh, which is throughout the entire Megillah. Whereas Manda Amr Meish Yehudi, according to Manda Amr, we only have to start reading from Mardechai, that's because the pasuk continues by saying, Ufarashas Gedulas Mardechai, so that's really the key. And Manda Amr Me'achar Dvar Ma'ele, the pasuk then says, Asher Gidloi HaMelech, which the king made him great, and since we just said, Ufarashas Gedulas Mardechai, Asher Gidloi HaMelech is repetitive, so that actually must be referring to Haman, so that's where that Manda Amr based himself off of. Now we have a third explanation. Rav Yisrael Rabun says, B'shem Rishu Ben Levi, Taikef, the Taikef, Kol Taikef, S Kol Taikef. Really, the Megillah could have just said Taikef or Kol Taikef, but it says S Kol Taikef. So that's where these three Manda Amrim learned their din from. Taikef is that Taikef Shal Haman. That's referring to the Taikef, the power, the Kayach that Haman had, so we only have to read from there. Kol Taikef is that Taikef Shal Mardechai. That's referring to the power, the prestige of Mardechai. And S Kol Taikef is that Taikef Shal Achashverosh. That's talking about the power and the rule of Achashverosh, which is what Rav Meir based himself off of. You have to read the entire Megillah. Now, Tani Rav Shimon Chayamer, Mi Balaila Ahu, from when the Pasuk says Balaila Ahu, Nadashnas HaMelech, that Achashverosh couldn't sleep. That's where we read from. Why is that? Mimakam shayisama palase shal Haman. That's where the downfall of Haman started. Misham ha'isag lase shal Mordechai, and that was where Mordechai started becoming great in the real sense, as we know from the story of the Megillah. And that's where one would read from. Nirav ba quotes from Yirmiyah b'shem Rav halacha k'ra meir. The halachas k'ra meir duhu amar kula. He says we have to read the whole Megillah. Now Rabbi Zairus says b'shem Riachanan be'ervin u'betainus sibur nagu hakol k'ra meir. In halachas ervin and tainus sibur, the minhag is to go like Rav Meir. We won't necessarily pasken like that openly in public, but everyone goes like Rav Meir. These are two dinim that we're not going to get into right now. However, what's relevant for our discussion is the continuation. Rav Yaakov Ba'achas is b'shem Riachanan af Megillas Esther nagu kol k'ra meir. Even with Megillas Esther, everyone's minhag is like Rav Meir that we read the entire Megillah. Nirav Chelboy quotes Rav Masna and Yosi Bar Menisha b'shem Rav that bein kamad amar kula, bein kamad amar me'ish Yehudi, bein kamad amar me'achar dvar mo'ile. It doesn't make a difference whom you're going to hold like. Ubalvan mi sefer shalem. It still has to be read from a full Megillas Esther. Meaning, even if you hold like one of the later two manda amrim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, that you don't have to read the entire Megillah, you still have to read it out of a kosher Megillah that has the whole thing written down. Another din. Rav Chelboy quotes Rav Masna quotes Rav Yosi Bar Menisha b'shem Rav im ha'isak suva chumshen. If the Megillah was written as part of chumashen, meaning if it was written as part of ksuvim, it wasn't its own individual scroll. It was written along with other things. Ein karen babarabim. It's not to be read from publicly. And why is that? Amrav Tanchuma mipnei adyaitos. Because of simpletons, they're not going to realize that this is Megillah's Esther and it's for persumi nisa purposes. They're just going to think it's like a regular haftarah. Just like we read the haftarah every Shabbos, we take out a scroll with a bunch of neviim written on klaf and read it from there. They're going to think the Megillah is the same thing. They're not going to realize it's for persumi nisa. Therefore, this is not to be done publicly. Mordinim ula biria. That's his name. Quotes are blazer b'shem Rav Chanina. The ragil, someone who's accustomed, he knows how to read. Tzarich l'kraisa b'layla u'lishnaisa b'yayim. He has to read it at night and lishnaisa b'yayim. Now, Avin and Savin Meimar, they wanted to say that lishnais mishnasa. That lishnaisa means to read its mishnayas during the day, meaning you read the Megillah at night and you learn Maseches Megillah during the day. However, Amar of Abba Mar Bavloya lishnais kriyasa. Lishnaisa means to repeat it, meaning to read the Megillah again during the day. You have another not connected memra, but it's from the same Manda Amar. That's why we bring it over here. Rabbi Recha quotes Rav Chelba, who quotes Ula Bira, who quotes Rav Blazer b'shem Rav Chanina. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the Rosh Chayla, which means he's going to be the head for a Chayla, for a circle for Tzadikim. And Chayla is usually the word used to describe a circle of people who are dancing. In other words, Kaviyach Hashem is going to be dancing in a circle with the Tzadikim La'asad Lavai. Amatam, what's the source for this? So the Pasuk tells us, Shisu Libchem L'Chayla, literally means set your hearts towards its Chayl, which is basically the top part of a wall. However, L'Chayla Ksev, it's written as Chayla, it's read as Chayla, but it's written as Chayla, and Chayla is Lashon of Machayl, of dancing, of a circle, and that's referring to what we just said. Now we continue. The Tzadikim are going to point to Hashem with a finger. Say, this is Elikim. He is our God forever and ever. He will guide us. Now the question is, what's Almos? Well, Almos could mean Ba'alimos, with youthfulness, with freshkeit, and Almos also means Bezrizos, with speed, with alacrity, and Almos also could mean Ki'ilein Alamos, like those young people in Elim is a youth, so it's like a young person who dances in a circle. Now another explanation, Tirgim Achilles Asanasaya, this Achilles fellow, and the place where he was from, or part of his name was Asanasaya, he was Metargim Oilam She'in by Maves, that Almos is a Lashon of an Oilam that doesn't have death in it, that would be understood not with an Ayin, but with an Aleph. Aleph Lamed Mem Vav Saf means Almos without death. In other words, Hashem is going to lead this dance, La'asid Lavoi, which is a place that doesn't have death. And yet another explanation is, Vatzadikim Marin Oisei Be'etzba, and the loss of Almos over here is understood as Oilamos, two worlds. Namely, he leads us in this world. He's going to lead us in La'asad Lavai as well. Now going back to Din of Kriyas Megillah, Rav Chelba quotes Rav Chaim Bar Gurya, who says B'shem Rav Chaim Bar Okva, who says B'shem Rabbi Yosi Ben Chanina. The pasuk tells us Mishpacha Mishpacha. Namely, it says Mishpacha Mishpacha Medina Medina Ve'ir Ve'ir. What do we learn from here? Mikan L'Mishmaris Kehuna Leviyah Shayu B'Teilin. Then when it comes to reading Megillah, even the Mishmaris of Kehuna Leviyah, they're bottle. They have to stop. They have to hear Megillah. And Rav Chelba tells us Mikan LeBeis Havadshei Bottle. From here we learn the Beis Havad, the Beis Medrash. That's Mibatal. There's no learning Seder when it comes to Kriyas Megillah. And Shem Barva says B'Shem Reichnan, when the Pasuk says V'zichrom lo Yosef Mizaram, and Mikan from here we learn Shekav lo Chachamim Meseches, the Chachamim established a Mesechta for Megillah, namely we have Meseches Megillah, which is what we're learning right now, and that's V'zichrom, its remembrance is not going to cease from all descendants. That's how the remembrance doesn't cease. We have Mesechta for it. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Halacha, continue to discuss who's allowed to read the Megillah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.